This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado is suing the Trump administration over efforts to defund the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Attorney General Phil Weiser joined about two dozen states in filing the lawsuit. It targets the bureau's acting director, Russell Vogt, for refusing to request funding from the Federal Reserve, which finances the agency. The attorneys general say the move is unlawful and could force the bureau to shut down in January. Tighter regulations on the hundreds of gun shows held in Colorado each year take effect next week. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods.
The law bars anyone under 18 years old from entering gun shows without a parent or guardian, and requires shows to ensure that each gun sale complies with Colorado's 3-day waiting period. Gun show operators also now have to implement security measures, share a security plan with local law enforcement, and carry liability insurance. On a second offense, they'll be charged with a Class 1 misdemeanor and banned from holding gun shows in Colorado for 5 years. The law does not apply to shows that only include antique firearms. It's one of several gun control measures passed during last year's legislative session.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The head of the U.S. Department of Transportation has threatened to take away $24 million in federal funding from Colorado. Secretary Sean Duffy claims the state improperly issued truck and bus licenses to immigrants. That would be a violation of federal commercial driver's license regulations. If you're on your way to DIA, the e-security wait is 28 to 32 minutes. West is 15 to 19.